We heard in the scriptures today, both two, some of the most powerful words is hate and love. And one of them that's probably chilling for all of us in our hearts, when Jesus is speaking about, if anyone comes to me without hating his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. It's one of those verses that most people, different denominations, even with our Catholic Church, want to just kind of gloss over that one. Jesus always just talked about love. Well, right here, he talked about hate, about your loved ones. Now, what's very important about that is when Jesus is talking about hating, I think the depth of it is that he's not telling you to go home tonight and say, Mom and Dad, I hate you. I don't think that's what Jesus was talking about. What Jesus was talking about is that if God is number one, and if God is not number one in your life, and your mom is, or your dad is, or your children is not before God, then you're in orbit. You're in the wrong direction. I mean, again, I like that image again about the moon. I mean, if you're looking at the moon in a space shuttle, you better be on the perfect degrees so that you get the moon. Just thinking in your mind right now, the compass in 360 degrees, if you're not right on path, you're not hitting the moon from the earth. I think that's what he's talking about, right? That if God is in first and we want to do everything with our children or our parents or our possessions, even if we're one degree off, you're getting way off track. But if we put God first and we're face to him, face to face in our lives, as a sinful people, we'll go one side, the other, and sometimes 180 degrees, that when we're back on track, then everything else just makes sense in my heart. That's why we do love our parents, our children, our grandchildren. And then we hear with St. Paul in writing to the Romans, about talking about the commandments, going back to the Ten Commandments, and love, to love our neighbor, which Jesus Christ always did that. So for us as Catholics and as disciples, continuing in your own personal prayerfulness, and if you're reading with the scriptures, when you're coming to Mass, and you're hearing these challenging things, that means Jesus is teaching us. He's showing us like the same thing about those two words that are so important, hate and love. Jesus is telling us what to do for yourself. He also tells us at times to really challenge you, while on the same hand to encourage you, to show of his love and compassion, and the ways that you need to change, that you need to go to confession, that you need to find the ways to show God to be number one.